one who lives within us and around us, who cleanses us for our mistakes. So each of us are going to go to our very own mikvah today, and it could be a real mikvah that you know of, or an imagined mikvah. You can go to a lake, you can go to a modern mikvah in a city, you can go to an ancient one in Jerusalem, or someplace in Persia. You can go to a mikvah in Europe someplace that's been preserved. Bring light. And when we get, I will guide you to your mikvah, and we will go down some steps, some stairs, to reach your mikvah, and we're going to go through four immersions. Could you, this meditation is being recorded, and if you do it on your own, you can, as you go down the stairs, you can take the time of taking off the different roles that you play, the different hats that you wear, and you'll see what really you need, what you're holding on to, and what you can more easily let go of. And as far as the four immersions go, don't worry about not having enough breath under the water. You're like a seal. You will have enough breath to do your work under the water. You won't come up gasping for breath. So if everybody would find a very comfortable position and rest your hands in a comfortable position where they won't bother you. And close your eyes. And begin to focus on your breath. Taking nice, deep, cleansing breaths in through your mouth or through your nose, whatever is comfortable for you, and breathing out completely. Taking the breath in all the way down past your chest and past your navel. Breathing out completely. Deep cleansing breaths. Which allow you to relax with every exhalation. Breathing in peace. And breathing out hope. Breathing in peace. Breathing out hope. Breathing in peace. And breathing out hope. You are envisioning the mikvah, your mikvah, where you really would like to go. Because you know that waiting in your mikvah is your best friend, your beloved, the one who loves you as you are, who you are. The one who awaits you to realize that you are one together. And you begin to go off to your mikvah, wherever that is. Back in time, another country, maybe in your special place, your place where you are totally safe, and wherever you're going now, you are totally safe. You are off to your mikvah. As you continue to breathe in peace and breathe out hope. And you can see it. You can see it off in the distance. You can see it off in the distance. And the 10 steps where you will descend deeper in consciousness are coming into view. You are at the 10th step and you are looking at the mikvah, and you look and see how clear and purifying it is. And you start to descend from the 10th step, 9, and you are perfectly safe. There are railings that you can hold on to if you need. 8. And extra roles that really are not the essence of who you are. Just falling away. 8. Just falling away. 7. And you feel lighter. Your seat goes deeper into your chair and you relax more. 7. And you continue to walk down. 6. Deeper, deeper, deeper into deep consciousness. 5. Just dropping the rolls, trusting your higher self to know which roles need to be dropped. 4. And you can see the mikvah as the roles are dropping in this beautiful moment of deepening consciousness and ease of transition. 3. You breathe in hope. 2. And you descend down the last stair You exhale. Peace and hope. And you walk to the edge of the mikveh. You take off your clothes and it is completely private. There is no one there except you. You and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holy One of Blessing, mikveh in time. And you are unclothed and you are naked and you take in a breath and you start to walk into the water slowly. And it is the perfect temperature. And though you feel vulnerable, you know deep within you that you are safe and you are loved. Always. You walk into the water slowly, covering more of yourself in the water. And the water enters every pore, every crevice of your being. And you really are not sure, but nor do you need to be sure, of where you leave off and where the mikveh, the gathering of water, begins. Completely immerse yourself from head to toe. And as you do, tell the Holy One about a negative behavior that you would like to change. Something that interferes with life, not in a good way. That's right. Keep going. Keep telling the Holy One. And if you're not sure what it is that you want to change, ask for clarity. Ask for help. Ask for direction. Coming back to the top of the water, the surface of the water, and taking a deep breath, and floating in this blissful, blissful embrace. And as you look at your fingertips, you may see some negative, something dark, some negative energy flowing out of your fingertips into the water where it will be purified. You have hope for replacing whatever negative behavior you want to change with real hope. With a good behavior, transforming the energy from one state of being to the other. And the release of the negativity that you can see floating into the water is a sign of assurance just for you. Float this blissful embrace of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, mikveh, tikvah, hope, cleansing. Feel yourself immersed in one. No beginning, no end. Love, unconditional, radical acceptance, and forgiveness. Going to immerse a second time. And as you completely immerse yourself from head to toe, tell the Holy One about a negative feeling that interferes with your relationship with yourself or others, or even when you're speaking to God as outside of you. Tell God, tell you to hey, all about this negative feeling that you would like to release and change. What is this negative feeling that you carry around that you would like to release? Is it a big feeling or a little feeling? Is it intense or is it mild? As you come to the surface, back to the surface of the water, sense the negative feeling beginning to float away, or sense the possibility of the negative feeling floating away, and sense the transformation of the energy into a positive feeling. This is possible, realistic for each of us. And float, float in oneness. Feel the water penetrating every pore, every crevice of your body. Float within the blissful embrace of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, as if you were in the womb, Rechem, of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The womb being carried, surrounded by water, being nurtured. And as you come to the surface of the water, oh, you're already at the surface of the water, a complete and holy embrace of one, within one, within one, within one, within one, going off into infinity. How deep is your connection? We're going to immerse ourselves a third time. Immerse yourself from head to toe and tell the Holy One about a negative way of thinking or a persistent negative thought that you would really like to release, you want to be free of. Can you name this negative thinking? And if you can't, it's okay. You may come to this place many times. You will have many opportunities to ask this question: what is the negative thinking that I really want to let go of? And feel yourself immersed in one. Telling God all about it, telling Yud Hey Vav Hey all about it. Your tears, if there are tears, your tears are the soul tears adding to this holy mikvah. And you come to the surface. You sense the negative thinking floating away, or the possibility of negative thinking floating away and being replaced with a positive way of thinking, with a positive thought. Float in oneness. Feel the water penetrating every pore of your being, every crevice of your body. Float in this blissful embrace of God. Feel yourself immersed in one, a complete and holy embrace of one. Within one, the echad, infinitely, so deep, so real, so true is your connection. We are going to immerse one more time, a fourth time, from head to toe. And as we immerse, tell the Holy One about a negative attitude, a negative way of being that you want to release. What is this way of being that you really do not want to be anymore? And if you do not know, it's okay. You can find out another time. But tell God all about it, and tell God that you want to release it, you want to replace it, transform it into a positive way of being, just being in your holy isness, just being. And coming to the surface, float in oneness, float. Feel the water penetrating every pore of your being. No beginning, no end. Just being. A complete and holy embrace of one within one. Within one, and so on, so forth, ad infinitum. No beginning, no end, so deep is your connection. so real, so true, so holy. You become aware that you've gone through an incredibly holy process of immersion. And it's time to come out of the mikveh, but not really. The mikveh that we, each of us, has gone to is true, is real. And the mikveh that we are within, even when we leave the constructed mikveh, even if it was constructed by nature. The mikveh that we are in right now, the mikveh of the 40 days in time, this is real too. This is true. This is unconditional love, radical acceptance. Forgiveness, hope. You come out of your mikveh, your beautiful holy mikveh, knowing that you're within a mikveh in time. And there's a water, there's a towel there at the water's edge for you to dry off. And there are some simple clothes for you to put on. And you feel glorious, truly glorious, and cleansed. You feel helped, you feel supported. You have come to experience the holiness, the love within which each of us does our own tshuva. And you walk towards the stairs and you feel renewed and refreshed and confident that you can return to your mikveh anytime you'd like, and confident that you never leave this mikveh that you're within during this 40-day period. And you feel encouraged and hopeful as you ascend the stairs, the steps, one, coming up, two, coming up, smiling, three and four, coming up, five, six, coming up, seven, eight, coming up, nine, ten. And at the 10th stair is our circle of love, our circle of friends, our circle of holiness, our circle of being. And you are in it. You are in the circle with other holy beings. And whenever you are ready, you may open your eyes. And I encourage you to do so carefully and gently.